From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Caudette. Across the United States, libraries have found themselves in the middle of controversy due to the books on their shelves. And here in Idaho, we are seeing the same thing, not just in our libraries, but in our schools and state house as well. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with the co-owner of Rediscovered Books and Once and Future Books, Laura Delaney, to talk more about the role books play in our lives.
I'd like to talk about the power of books that has been elevated this year. I'd be remiss if I did not say that books have been threatened in Idaho, but time and again, books point us in new directions, and they certainly educate us. They can heal us, make us laugh and think again. And Laura, you and your colleagues have been in the eye of that hurricane.
Well, it's a hurricane that I wish we did not have to be in, but it is also the reason why we have a bookstore. Up on the wall, it says we exist to share our joy and passion for books with our community. And that joy and passion stayed constant. You never know who's walking in the door, and you always have to meet them where they are. And we have kind of an idea, like, you know, we will try to have people right where they are and then always include one book that they might not be expecting or that might turn them into a new direction. Because we are all the better for reading as broadly and widely as we can. And the more we read about how other people understand the world, the richer and deeper our own understanding becomes.
I love that. Okay, well, here we are. It's the holiday season. We've got a pretty lengthy to-do list, so I'm going to ask you to make a couple of recommendations, maybe nonfiction and fiction. So what can you recommend for us?
I'm taking two things that are not all over the media. That's actually very important to me, to have books get time in the sun that might not otherwise. The first one I'm going to talk about is Better Than We Found It. It's written by a brother and sister team, Frederick Joseph and Porsche Joseph. And this book is answering a lot of directions for me. Idaho, as you said, has been in a whirlwind of a hurricane of questions and concerns about social justice issues and how the role books play. And this book is called Better Than We Found It. And the subtitle is Conversations to Help Save the World, which is a little bit bigger than my mandate. But what I really loved about this book is it's written 16 essays that are a combination of the personal experiences of Frederick or Portia, but also interviews with people like Nick Stone, the author of The Hate U Give, and Ahmed Khan, and Julian Castro. It's got a really wide list of people who are experts in their fields talking about such subjects as disinformation and climate change and racism, but also things that I hadn't thought as much about is the dangers of ableism and what it means to truly be accessible to all people. And I found myself really engaged in it because it was a blend of regular essay writing, but also in a very familiar style. It was easy to read in pieces, but it took all the things that have been in the news and hangs them together and helps you know these are all connected and you can pick one and still be supporting all of them.
And it's Better Than We Found It, right?
Yep. And it's going to be that title is going to be the name of the book club we're going to be having around this book in January. We've done a human rights book club for many, many years. I felt that it was time for a redo. And so the Human Rights Book Club is going to morph into something called Better Than We Found It. And there will be reads that are connected to that title that will be around social justice topics or things of that sort. But they're all about creating a world that hopefully can be better than we found it after we read this book and look at what we can do.
Okay. I've written that one down. How about a piece of fiction?
So this year at the bookstore has also been the year of coming back to having in-person events. And the one I'm going to talk about, it's called Four Treasures of Sky by Jenny Tingqi Zhang. And she has written this book with an inspiration of her parents were driving around the country during the pandemic, because that was the way they chose to be isolated, is by traveling. Wow. And they were driving through Idaho and they came across a sign, historical marker 307. And it's Chinese hanging tree. And it's a talk of five Chinese men murdered on September 18th, 1885. They are immigrants from China, their family. And that sign set her down a path of really exploring who these people were and understanding where they came from. And now we have the story of Dai Yu, who is trafficked from China to a brothel in San Francisco, her escape, and her hiding disguised as a boy in her journeys through Idaho. There are times where there are people in Boise, there'll be some names you might recognize. But it ends up with her in Pierce, Idaho, working as a shopkeeper's assistant at a Chinese grocery. And the Chinese Exclusion Act is coming through. And it is that incredibly powerful story of one immigrant journey and how much trial and travail there is. There's one line in the book that I'm actually going to quote here.
Yeah.
And it is that there is a difference between being a newcomer to a city and being in a world that does not resemble you, that reminds you every moment of your strangeness. This is what Idaho is to me. And so when our Chinese customers come in asking for millet and green onions, buying licorice and cinnamon, I watch them with tenderness, following their movements. I miss you, and I do not even know you. I want to say to the miner, the launderer, and the servant.
And this is her debut novel. I'm familiar with her essays, nonfiction essays in some magazines. So I was surprised to hear her name as a writer of fiction.
This is her debut novel. The research she's done has been outstanding. And I think it is absolutely one of the best books that's come on our shelves this entire year.
I love this. Four Treasures of the Sky.
Of the Sky. Four Treasures of the Sky.
Wow. And just out of curiosity, who's the publisher on that?
This is Flatiron Books, which is a division of Macmillan Publishing.
So this came out this year, yes?
Yes.
How exciting. Well, I must throw a couple of my own in the mix. You know about my love for film, but especially when film can expertly adapt source material, a piece of literature, and that is Women Talking. And the film has yet to be released. I've seen the film. That said, I beg people to read the book first. It's a piece of fiction based on a true story. And yeah, I love Jerry Seinfeld's new book. The Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Talk about a coffee table book. Laura, happy holidays to you and your husband, your colleagues.
You are so welcome, George. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I know I'm excited about Women Talking.
Oh my gosh,
to get to see that movie. I'm 100% on board.
Laura, happy holidays to you.
And you as well, George.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.